So, quick recap. After the Governator's killing spree in the celebrity Big Brother house, few dead, none you'd know, our posse of politicians is trying to get Gordon Brown back for interrogation. Oh, great. Torture.
So, John, you know, in your stupid, thick northern mind, when Arnie said find a getaway vehicle, what made you pick a London bus?
Simple, Tony. Red ones go faster. And I've always fancied myself as a bus driver. You know, brum brum, ding ding, more room up top.
The same can be said of your fat head.
Good choice of vehicle, Faddy.
Thanks, Mr. Arnold, sir.
Nice and roomy. I might get one to pick up women.
You can get 28 on top and 43 down below.
Now that is what I call a party.
Look, you two, can we concentrate on the matter at hand? Namely, where are we going to take Gordon for interrogation?
I thought we'd take him back to your place.
Don't be stupid. Gordon's tied in a dolphin sphincter. It could take hours to get him to admit he's responsible for this security leak.
What's that place there across the river?
That's the Millennium Dome. Bloody disaster. Unused. Empty. Perfect. John?
Way ahead of you, Tony.
What are you doing?
Changing the route, Tony. This is the 15 via Euston. For the dome, we need to display the 8 via Greenwich.
Thick as pig shit.
Wag my bush.
Hi, George.
Howdy, Tony. What's your status with this insurgency security mission leak creep?
Arnold's questioning him now.
That's my boy. Any problems?
All under control, George. Well, apart from a few unnecessary deaths.
Hey, that's just Arnold being friendly. Now, when this terrorist cracks, you let me know what he knows. Then we all in the know. You know?
No.
That's right. Okay, gotta shoot now, Tony. Yeehaw! I got me a raghead!
Well, at least someone's having fun. Maybe Arnie will let me punch Gordon during the interrogation.
Whack my bush.
Now I don't know why I came here tonight. I got a feeling that something's not right. Now, Mr. Brown, I fix you good.
Oh, Jesus. Mr. Arnold, sir, don't cut him.
Shut it, Mr. Faddy. Give me the razor.
Okay, if you insist.
I insist. Now, Mr. Brown, this is going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me.
For God's sakes, what are you doing, Arnold?
Special procedure.
What special procedure requires a naked man bent over a table?
In Hollywood, we call it back, sack, and crack. All the stars do it.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Mr. Arnold reckons Gordon needs a full makeover if he's going to be on that twatty celebrity Big Brother show.
Exactly. Time to make Brown's body smooth.
Hang on, Arnie. First things first, we're meant to be finding out if he's responsible for this security leak.
We tried, Tony. He's not saying a word.
Even my father couldn't get this one to talk.
Well, have you tried this?
Ah, Jesus.
Good thinking. The gaffer tape rips the hairs off his upper lip, forcing him to talk.
Tony, I'll get you for this.
Yes, yes, Gordon. La-di-da. Now listen, Gordon. Either you admit to the leak in security, or the next time you lift your kilt, people will wonder if your backside suffers from alopecia.
Bollocks.
Them too, Gordon.
Hand me the shaving cream, Mr. Faddy.
Right you are.
No, hold it.
Yes, Gordon?
It wasn't me. No, listen, stop. I'll tell you. It was...
Yes?
It was the person over there.
Right. I see. Thanks, Gordon. Arnie, shave away.
What? But Tony...
No buts, but shaved buts, Gordon. If they want you instead of me on Celebrity Big Brother, then the arse they get is the arse they get. Ta-ta!
Tony, you bastard!
Shut it!
Who's the creep behind the leak? Are bald butts better? Tune in for the next silky smooth, whiter than white episode of...
Wag my bush.
Hi, it's Tony here again. Before you go, look, George has just sent me an invoice for this war on terror malarkey. And well, like, you know, fuck a lark, it's huge! So,
If you go to our special tax-free website, whackmybush.com, you can donate a few euros, pounds, or even dollars. So please help, and we promise none of the money will go to African orphans. Honestly.